Fitbit today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second half of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We're taking our callers, number is 800-313-9443, and we have Art on the line right now. Art, you want to go ahead?
Well, I'm kind of curious, you know, how Trump can say this removes him from the picture when he's clearly referenced, although indirectly he's referenced. I'm not sure that this shows that he's actually guilty of committing a crime, but it does show that he in some way may have inadvertently been connected. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, Art. And I know the reason for Trump's comment. Remember, the original investigation started with the allegation that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to modify the results of the election. Okay,
right.
Paying off a woman that he had an affair with has nothing to do whatsoever with Russian collusion. Now, that was Mueller's charter, Russian collusion. So far, the only thing they've got anybody for is, other than Manafort, is making false statements to the FBI. And I've been through FBI interviews myself. I know what they entail. If they're after you and you tell them that you made a phone call at 10:05 and their record show was at 10:04, you've lied to the FBI, which is a felony.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff they're nailing people on.
Right.
So, you know, the easiest way, if you ever have to go through one of those, is say, I don't recall, but I think it was.
Right, right.
You know, and believe me, you don't want to go through an FBI interrogation.
Yeah, just the tiniest indiscrepancy. I've never been through an FBI investigation, but I was put through a GBI investigation back in the late 70s, and that was not fun at all.
Right. Well, they all use the same tactics. And I've also been the interrogator on the federal level, military. You know, so I know the tricks.
Right. It's just kind of curious to me, because it seems like they can't seem to make anything fly. So now it's been reduced to this: where did the money come to pay off the hooker?
Right.
I mean, that's
the question.
That's to me, that's what it seems like this is all coming down to. It's kind of like you know, the same tactic they took with Al Capone. They couldn't get him on any actual real honest to goodness crime, so they went after him for tax evasion.
Correct. You're 100% correct on that, Art. Okay, buddy. Let's get Rick and Lori in here to discuss this. I'm taking up half the show here, and I don't mean to. It's just I'm intimately familiar with what's going on. So, Rick, your follow-up, and then Lori.
Well, certainly I'm not here to seem flippant, but in a way, talking about this is putting them back in control, because this is just another one of these cheesy attempts to distract from our mission. This is possibly could culminate in some sort of a weird attempt, a left-handed attempt to impeach Trump, and they're just looking for anything they can get. But to some extent, are we not rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? I mean,
We're not. They are.
Well, yeah, but they're either good. Look, we're either going. I've I said this at the beginning of the show, we're either going to get them or they're going to get us, but there is nothing in the middle. So,
I agree. So,
in a way, all I'm waiting for is a clear shot at their head. And, you know, so I don't really let them, if they want to waste money and time chasing Trump's hookers, I couldn't care less. I just don't care.
Well, I don't either. You know, I really don't. Lori, what's your opinion?
Well, I agree with Rick. This is just another ploy to distract the American people from what's really going on. I mean, who cares that he slept with someone whenever he slept with them, you know, as long as his wife doesn't care or
his
whatever,
wife, yeah.
You know, you know, I
end,
really,
it should end there.
Right.
It should end with his wife.
Right. This bringing up, you know, you slept with so-and-so back when, and it comes to life when they become a figure, public figure, you know, and this could have been 10, 20 years ago. And all of a sudden it comes to light now that if they're a public figure, who really cares? I mean, as long as the person
right.
is voted into that office and they're once they get into that office, they actually do their job and they do what they promised, then I don't see an issue, you know? It's kind of like, I don't know.
Personally, I find it at least it was a woman and not a child. You know, you got some of these weirdos
right.
out of the left and these... we'll find out about this eventually, but you've got what supposedly the royal family's been knee deep in pedophilia, and I can't verify any of this yet. But you know, I find it rather refreshing that at least it was a man woman thing. I find hope in that, if you can believe that.
All right. Well, guys, right. Art, we got another caller online. We appreciate your call as always, buddy. But right now we're going to go to Wayne and Wayne 5. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Very good.
I'm going to make this fairly quick today. If the American voter feels that the Democrats or the Republicans are going to help return America back to be great again, or the way we would like it, they're just blowing in the wind. They're not going to do
it. Well, I agree.
And the other thing is, what's going on over in Washington right now is with the Hillary group and the Democrats and Republicans. It's like, well, you tell on me, and I'll tell on you what you did. And
yeah.
It reminds me of a bunch of damn high school kids. If
I agree.
She's your friend, and you're no friend of mine. You know, that kind of carries on. And it's like
yeah.
a soap opera over there.
Well,
and,
once
well,
again,
yes.
a ridiculous distraction. It's
That's
a distraction.
A great analogy.
And they're keeping the soap opera going. Oh, did you hear what CNN said about Trump? Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah,
did you hear
all
what
distraction.
Said? You know, and the beat goes on and on. And
right.
the only thing that's going to save America, my dear friends, is me, you, him, her, and all patriotic Americans, period. It's not going to be...
Well, yeah, there's... I just hope it can be done nonviolently.
Nope. Sorry.
You know,
well,
I'm, guys, I ain't going to lie to you. I've got a belly full of killing, okay? I don't want to anymore.
Well,
get me wrong. If it's up to saving the country and I'm put in that position,
right.
by God, I'll do it,
right.
and I'll be damn good at
well,
it.
Well, and here's where I do believe that's the position you're in, and I guess that's where the discussion is. I believe that's the position you're in. That's my theory.
Well,
yeah,
I
right.
will do what I have to do. My wife and my children
well.
Will do what they have to do.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
I have every confidence in the world they will do what they have to do to save our country.
Well, I can
you know,
say there's two ways, it's through the ballot box
yeah.
or through the end of the muzzle.
Well I hope
Wayne,
it's the ballot box.
Wayne, there
oh,
have
I
been,
do too.
I found myself thinking about your comments over the last couple calls, And I have been wondering, you never did sum it up until just now, and I've been wondering if that's what you weren't saying, and that's the way I see it. You're either going to vote your way out of this or shoot your way out of this, but the chances that the globalists and the deep state are going to release their grip on money and power is zero. They're not going to let us go. They're not. So,
well, I'm afraid you're right.
Exactly. Let's take the stock market real quick. What's going on there?
I was going to go there later.
Well, let's just say a group of the chosen ones decide, well, we control the stock market. We only need 25%, and everybody's going to do it together, and the whistle blows when it gets up to, say, 2,600, 26,000, whatever, and we blow the whistle, and our group sells. So all of a sudden, stock market drops. We get our money out of it, but then we tell the dummies, oh, well, you got to stay in, man, because stock market's going to go back up again. And then they reinvest a few percent and shows the market going up. And then everybody says, oh, yeah, it is going. I better stay in. I better buy. Now's the time to buy while it's low. And then after it goes back up, then this same group sells again. So they control the stock
market.
Let's punish Trump. Sell.
It's called BTFD.
Yeah, so that's what's going on, and the American people...
Never catch on.
Oh, no, they'll never know. The Goyim will never know. Anyway, I want to call you probably next week or so, and I wanted to talk about a little World War II, some of my findings.
Yeah, I know what we're talking about here, Wayne, and I think it would be good to get some of the truth out. I truly do. So, why don't we plan on doing that next week?
Well, I'll call you next week if nothing happens, okay?
All right. That sounds good.
Hey, listen, you all have a great day, and you got a great show, and I appreciate everything you're doing, believe me. And God bless you.
Wayne, thank you.
Thank you. Interesting,
right.
As always.
Lori, any follow-up?
No, that's it for now.
I think you guys covered it pretty well.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks, Wayne.
You have a great weekend, hon.
All right, Rick, any follow-up from you on that one?
Yeah, I've been waiting for that phone call from him. I find myself, drifting back and wondering where he was going with all of that, and I thought perhaps he was just maybe not wanting to say that the solution... The solutions aren't pretty, and he was maybe being a gentleman and not wanting to verbalize it. I don't find myself so encumbered. I don't know why. I like that Robert David Steele. He is a very bright guy, very rough, very coarse. I'm sure he's highly educated.
He was a Marine Corps officer. He is highly educated. He is highly intelligent. He's got a good handle, and his sources are incredible.
Yeah, I wanted to recommend him, but you see how rough he is around the edges. He reminds me of me, and that's kind of a joke. But I think I really like his work, and his take on things is a little like mine, a little like Wayne's, probably a little like Jerry's, like a lot of people, is that we're not going to get out of this without a truck. I mean, there's no way on the planet that the deep state has any, this is not, they don't have a plan B. They have plan A, and that is to take over the world. And if you see it any other way, you're being led down the primrose path. And to the extent that Wayne was talking about the stock market, that was on my to-do list here. Let me be very brief about this, because I know a lot of these people probably don't think they give a damn about the stock market. They're not involved.
Well, they should, whether they own stock or not. It is vitally important to know what's going on from a prepping standpoint.
My youngest son is, and I've probably mentioned this at some point, works for TD Ameritrade. He is third in the nation in account conversions. He's a very bright young man. He started out a couple of years ago, basically leaving the company line. Now he's starting to see that the world is actually flat, and that what he's been indoctrinated in is actually something of a game, to gain Ma and Pa out of their life savings, and that is exactly what all this is. If you turn on CNBS, you will see the talking heads telling you that this correction in the stock market is a good thing for you, and now it's time to get in. We have a saying, you don't ever grab a falling knife, and I believe that's exactly what you're looking at here, but that's my opinion. I can't tell you what to do with your money. I would suggest you be extraordinarily careful. I would also suggest that, it almost without exclusion, if the talking heads and the mainstream media tell you to do one thing, if you do the complete opposite, you'll be better off. But you got like Man Reno, Zhang, Jim Rogers, and some other people who are very bright who really don't have a dog in the fight. They really, you know, they just don't. They're getting sick of watching. The middle class gets sheared like sheep every 10 years, just like clockwork. And like Wayne was saying, the public never ever gets it. 10 years, apparently, you forget the pain. You forget that your overall net worth was reduced by 60%. You get over it. You start over again. And just about the time everybody's getting back into the market, they short the market, take the punch bowl away, steal all your money, and you start over, and nobody ever figures it out. And this is what I'm going to tell you guys, what I was getting to a while ago with all the things.
Some individuals figure it out, Rick. The majority of the sheeple don't.
Well, yes. If the sheeple ever figure it out, then the New World Order and all of these banksters are just going to have to retire because they won't have a flock to shear anymore, and that's going to be real bad. They'll have to go into the ostrich business.
What the 1% count on is the greed of the 99%.
The market is run by fear and greed.
Right, exactly. You know,
it's all emotional.
Fear,
it's all emotional.
It is. Fear can almost be justified when you look at the world, the way the world's going. However,
I thought prepping fixed that.
It does. But we're talking in general terms, not our audience necessarily.
Okay.
You know, but overall, greed is what does it. You know, somebody comes up with $100,000 and says, this isn't enough. I'm going to invest in, you know, A, B, or C company or this mutual fund.
Right.
And, you know, what they don't do is, what they don't understand is, if that mutual fund goes bust, they've lost it all. It's gone.
Well, even people who think they're safe with the bond funds, they're finding now that the bond market is getting incredibly unstable. And
it's very unstable.
Even though you may think that the bond is like the safest investment on the planet, you have to remember, because you don't know what a bond is, you just loan some entity your money in the hopes that they can pay it back. If that's the U.S. government, you loan the U.S. government your money. First of all, I have no words for your logic. I mean, you need to go have a PET scan. And then loaning states your money. There's state bonds. There's corporate bonds.
Or municipal. Munis used to be great.
Well, they have been and they can be, but you know, you damn well better do your homework and find out who's solvent and who's not. I might be okay with loaning Texas money. I might loan Texas money, but you think for 1 minute I'm going to get an Illinois or a California bond? Huh? No, I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not going to loan them 5 cents, even if the interest rate is 10,000%. Anyway, my point is that, look, we talked about water, food, cropping, animals. We've talked about just about everything related to prepping and the financial stuff. You know, when they finally decide to collapse this market, and they will, and the reason I brought all this up, and I told you months ago that the yield curve was inverting, and I'm sure, you know,
it is
90%
still.
It's inverted now. Now it is inverted. It was flattening, now it's inverted. Well, we'll be back with that.
We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 800-313-9443.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have been talking about a lot of subjects this morning, and we are taking callers. Number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you guys would like to talk about this morning, so give us a shout. I was told that I have the next subject. I got a message here.
Wow.
On Skype.
What subject are you doing?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Do I want to what?
Well, I was going to say, you give me 120 seconds to wrap up what I was just doing, and then...
Go ahead.
Then you subject
yourself.
Finish
your thoughts.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Let me wrap this up in a little tiny package and put a bow on it. About 2.5 years ago, I talked to the crew about cryptos, and those people that got in made, I think, a fair amount of money. Made a lot of money, depending on what they did. It was about a year and a half ago, I told you that the banksters came up with a derivative on the cryptos and that they were going to try to control the cryptos. And a lot of people said, oh, they can't possibly do that. It's impossible. And I asked people to take half their winnings off the table and put it in hard silver. I don't know if anybody did that, but if you didn't, you lost a whole bunch of money. And I'm not an economist, and I'm not a prophet, but I can smell evil. And I'm going to tell you, There has never been a time in history when the yield curve hasn't inverted that we have had a recession 100% of the time. However, this time we're in unprecedented territory. Since 2008,
yeah, the numbers are so much greater.
Well, they're unbelievable. We're the derivatives market is $1 quadrillion, and Jerry, I'm going to send you a picture of Exeter's pyramid. That's my present to you. You'll really like that. It'll tell you where the debt is and where the real wealth is. The debt is at $21 trillion, and there's another missing $21 trillion in fringe protection money floating around out there, which, in my opinion, I'm not an economist, should mean that the dollar is not worth 3.8 cents. It's worth far less, maybe half that.
Yes, I agree.
I'm telling you, the yield curve this week inverted. 100% of it. If you want to take the approach that there ain't no recession coming, you go right ahead. But you're betting on 100-0. So this time, if a recession hits, in the condition that we're in, it shouldn't look anything like 08. It should be far worse, and it could result in unbelievable civil discord, riots. You could actually be physically unsafe. So, with having said that,
I agree.
Silver, yeah, get your gun. Silver is still hanging around 14 and change. You should probably look into some of that, because I think, in my opinion, whatever you've got in the stock market, I think you're going to lose most of it. So you might want to be careful. I'm not telling you what to do with your money, but I am telling you that last time the haircut was around 50-60%. Technically, it should be worse this time.
Yes, it was.
So at my age, I can't sit through a 50% decrease.
All right. Now, Rick, let me ask you one thing. We are going to let Lori get going here. It might be
sure,
after
we
the
should,
break.
Yeah.
But anyway, now we're talking about recession. I think I've got a handle on it. I know inflation and deflation pretty much run hand in hand. Now, in a recession, what really defines a recession?
The way I see it is that it can take on, I think it's more of a catch term, it can take on any number, and I'm not an economist, it can take on any number of aspects. It can be inflation, followed by hyperinflation or stagflation. But one thing that they're all going to have in common is you're going to see a seizing up of the credit markets. You're going to see...
And we're already seeing that.
Yes, it's seizing up. The bond market is probably going to implode in the stock market, too. So, depression, recession, I honestly, you know, when you have no job and you're running short of food, I'm not positive it makes any difference what you call it.
I was just voicing a question on a technicality, that's all. You're right. When it comes down to it, you know, if the money is worthless, which is what we're looking at, it doesn't make any difference if it's inflation, deflation, recession, depression. When you can't go to the store, it makes no difference what the label is.
Well, no, and to put a finer point on that, Jim Rogers actually thinks that it looks like the collapse is starting elsewhere. So that means that money will flow to the safe place, which will be the U.S. dollar, which will make the U.S. dollar shoot up, or they will start another giant round of well-advertised QE to try to pump up the stock market. Because after that, and then metals will go lower than they are now. But then after that, the poop hits the fan.
Hell breaks loose. Well, Roger's got a good point. He's really thought this out, you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. And then we're going to give Lori the rest of the show, talk about whatever she wants.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on IBN. We've been talking about a lot of things this morning. We are taking callers at this time. Number is 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you guys want to talk about. So give us a shout. Don't wait till the last second, otherwise we won't get your call in. I really don't have anything to talk about this morning, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
I mean, everybody's had good subjects this morning, you know.
All right. Well, okay, babe.
We have 30 minutes to meditate. We have 30 minutes now, so we can...
There you go. Meditate.
Let's just try to calm down a minute.
Okay. You know, folks, I'm sitting here. I'm still watching this live video out of Paris. It's like the Keystone Cops. The cops with their armored personnel carriers and their vans and their troops walking along the sidewalk keep pushing the protesters. The protesters are going off on side streets and circling around, coming back behind the cops. This
is
actually
that legal?
Funny. No,
I didn't
it's
know
not
you could
legal,
do that. I thought that was just sneaking up on the cops. Like that?
I don't think they're going to tell 100,000 people or so that I'm looking at. No.
Don't round the block.
They are probably, let me see if I can count blocks. One, two, three. They are five blocks from the way they call it, Arc de Triomphe, or
Arc
you probably know what it's called.
Triomphe, the Arc de Triomphe, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, they're probably five city blocks from there. The cops are now herding the people to it. They were earlier trying to herd the people away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly.
Well, you know what
I don't think that these people actually stop and think that when they're doing all this damage, you know, a lot of them complain and gripe about the price of stuff. They don't realize that when they're creating all this damage, that all they're doing is driving the prices up because those retailers have to make up the money somewhere, you know,
well,
and all the damage they cause.
Well, no, they don't get insurance. That's right.
I didn't
insurance
say insurance.
Doesn't cover it.
No.
Oh, I was saying that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we do have a caller. We've got Robert in California, believe it or not, on line 9. Good morning, Robert.
Hello. Good morning, fellas and ladies. How are you today?
We're good.
I'm doing good, buddy.
Oh, man, it's a good day to be alive, even if I'm stuck in California. I just, you know, I didn't want to listen to you guys meditate for a half hour.
Well, come
on. Yeah. Well, I've got so much on my mind this morning, and I don't even know where to start, but I guess we're probably on the same ground because you guys have been all over the board today. I think one of the things that's really upsetting me the most is just watching this idea of our voting, you know, these folks out. Gosh, I almost used French there. It doesn't seem to be working. And I hate to say it, but everybody out there is talking about there only being one other resort, and I'd rather have nothing to do with that. I'm like you. I've got a belly full. I'd rather not go there again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
one
want
of those
to,
things.
Robert, but I will if I have to. But I don't want to.
Oh, no, I
hear
you there.
We'll
I mean, that's
it.
Not really even the meat of the conversation in so much as that if there is another way, how about we get around to discussing the fine details of what anybody could do on a daily basis? I've got an idea, and France gave me the idea. Well, what if everybody just went through their same daily activities that they're doing right now, but they all strapped on a yellow vest whenever they went out in public? Well, I'm not talking about the office building or anything like that. It'd get you fired. But as long as you were
right.
just, you know, going to and from each place, start strapping on the yellow vest. I mean, just show our government that we silently do actually mean this.
Right.
Well, seems to me that would be a good idea.
We have Trump stickers here, but you'll get your car keyed. And then there's the MAGA hats. If you want to get punched in the face, you can wear a MAGA hat.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, no, that's the problem is that you know, so many people are either pro-Trump or pro-socialism or what have you. It seems like we've got so many different potential protest groups in this country, and they're so busy fighting each other that they don't even realize they all have a common enemy. It's so sad
right.
to see.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got to give it to France. They, at least their populace came together with a common cause. I can't say that I condone their violence, but, you know, I understand where they're coming from.
I can't understand,
thing that
Robert.
Go ahead. And what that is the people that are actually doing the violence, and this is also what I'm seeing on videos, are not part
of the paid protesters?
No. They're the socialists and communists that are trying to create more damage and activity. Now, remember, the socialists and communists in France have scheduled a no-confidence vote for the Macron government.
Well, that's one big difference. You know, France is a socialist country. So the socialists, they are the populace there. You got to respect the populace of any given country. Their choice is theirs to make, if I'm correct. I thought that was the way that we were in our country, and we've all got our choice to make to be capitalists here, or patriots, or what have you. But in France, they happen to be socialists, so I don't hold it against them.
Well, I don't either, but the yellow vests are there, and they're not protesting diesel going up by the equivalent of 30 cents a gallon. That's not what this is about.
Yeah, you got that right. Not at all. It's about taxation.
Well, yeah, not only that, they're holding up these placards, at least I've seen many of them, and the police are ripping down their signs, stealing their signs from them.
The ones about the migrants?
The flag. No, these are yellow vests I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. No. I've seen some of their signs about the migrants. I thought that was the direction you were going with it.
No. The direction I'm going is, I've seen a bunch of them when it was daylight there, holding up signs with the EU flag with a big red X through it. And I saw many, many of those signs. But the police are taking, from what I've seen, they're taking everybody's banners and signs away. They'll run into the crowd, five or six of them, grab a banner and run back to their lines.
I wish those good folks the best of luck, but realistically, to get out of the weeds, it's not so much about what France is doing over there that's dictating our future over here. I'm wondering what we can do as Americans to really do something here. I'm not for a war. I don't like the idea of violence, and I sure don't like the idea of rioting. But, I don't think we're going to be able to vote them out, guys.
Well, no, maybe not. Well, and if I can suggest one particular thought, and it would be this, is that, and, you know, who knows if any of this has been true, but if you believe the 6,600 sealed indictments, and I think, 260 of them against congressmen, If in fact they do open the indictments and they do indict a large portion of the Congress, and I understand particularly in the House, you would count that, I think, as a coup, counting coup.
Technically, yes.
That may be a short term. I wouldn't call it the war, but it sure would be a battle win. That would be nice. I'd take that.
May I offer my opinion on that?
Yep, sure.
Sure. To be quite honest, as big and as overpowering as the government is, I certainly believe that even if they were to indict 600, 6,000, 60,000, it would be nothing more than a limited hangout, and you're going to watch the second-tier people go down, and the people in power are still going to be doing what they're doing.
Well, they got one
person. I mean, it's the new day with the same old boss.
Right. Well, the highest up I've seen is one person removed from Hillary, McAuliffe, who was Hillary's campaign manager, mm-hmm. CEO or CFO of a company. I forgot the name of it, but it's a defense contractor. And three of his board members have been indicted for trying to defraud the Department of Defense of $8 billion.
On the contracts, I was reading up on that.
All right, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but for the rest of the listeners, you might go ahead and continue describing it, because I was inappropriate to interrupt you. For the rest of the listeners, they may not know.
You're fine. But no, what was going on is this company, it has an Arabic name, Ham Al Sham or something like that.
Yeah, and that's why I have a hard time remembering it. But I know the company you're talking about.
Right, but anyway, you know, her campaign manager is the head of this company, and three of his people just gotten, you know, indicted for defrauding the government of a very large amount. So we're getting close. You know, they always start at the bottom and work up. And
I was hearing we were getting close back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, I just turned 60 on the 2nd. I've had a long time to watch things
about.
Come and go.
Yeah, I remember exactly what you're talking about. I was there too, buddy. I'm only a couple years behind you.
Yeah. So, no, it's, then you really truly understand. I mean, over the course of your life, on one hand, I never thought technology would get to the level it is, but then I never thought corruption would get to the level that it is now. And when you combine the two, we're looking at a scary future if we don't stand up fast.
You're not kidding. All right, Robert. Anything else, buddy?
Oh, no, sir. I just wanted to keep you guys from being bored for a minute, and I'll listen to Lori for a moment before I go, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely.
Actually, Robert, I had a question for you. Since you live in California, all we can go by on is, of course, what the press reports, okay? I was wondering how the people in California actually feel about that wall going up between us and Mexico.
Well, if you want the honest truth about California, although they've done all kinds of gerrymandering in the voting districts and they keep ballot harvesting and this and that, the majority of Californians, if you get outside of the big cities, are pretty staunch Republicans, and we're pretty tired of watching our jobs go and watch these people come in that don't even speak our language. And they're working the jobs that are leaving us trying to figure out how to pay our bills because we don't have a job. And that's the majority thinking in the rural outskirts of California, as far as I can tell, at least in my group of friends. It seems to be that way. And when I'm walking down the street talking to somebody and I make some joke of a political nature at the 7-Eleven or whatever have you, it's 8 out of 10 times I have complete agreement. There's been a couple of times where I run into some staunch socialist Democrat that just wants to, like, scream at me until I leave. But, you know, it's unfortunately out here it seems to be one way or the other right now. It's getting pretty divided. It's getting to the point where I'm kind of stressed.
I think it's one way or the other everywhere.
One more. I know that California has what they call some sanctuary cities.
Oh, God, yeah.
Most of us think that, yes, the federal government should not fund them. How do most Californians feel about that?
Oh, we feel the same way. It's coming out of our pockets. These tax dollars come out of our pockets. We were born here. We try our best to work and live here, and we really have a lot of respect for what our country represents. And to watch this thing going on, well, for example, over in the city of San Francisco, did you know that just recently, over the course of this past year, now they qualified these illegal immigrants to be able to vote in the school elections, on the school board? Because
I read that.
Kids are going to our schools. Their children are going to our school, so now, suddenly, supposedly, they've got a say in our vote. And it's just a foot in the door. It's just one step towards an end. And, most people out here, believe it or not, guys, don't trash California, because it's basically just in the metropolises. You go to San Francisco or Sacramento or Los Angeles or, pick your city here, and you're going to run into a lot of people that, I don't know, I'm starting to wonder if they're gargling fluoride in the morning. But then you get out of town, and you start seeing, heads wake up, and you see a lot more people thinking clearly.
I liken this to the British thing. Lately, we've been seeing these massive riots in Britain where they get huge groups of people out there that are essentially Trump rallies, and they're saying, don't believe what you're seeing in the media about us Brits. We love Trump. We love you, Mr. President. And so I think you're going to see that. Even England and France are probably a lot like California's. You have a well-advertised mainstream media blitz trying to convince you that the entire world is liberal or a globalist, when that is not the case.
Well, right. The really good news about that is that we out here in California, we see all that same stuff in the media. And believe you me, when we're sitting here seeing the difference, and then we watch that happen on the media, if anything, to take it positively, it's waking up a lot of Californians. So don't write us off the map yet.
Good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious, because the media sends it the other way.
Don't worry. We share a lot of similarities in the media's representation of us with Britain right now. Don't believe what the media says. There's still hope for California, but we better act fast. Otherwise, it's going to be a fleeting hope.
Understood.
Okay. Well,
the great movement needs to be acted upon right away. Otherwise, it just simmers.
Right.
Well, I bet it does. And, I don't envy you living where you do, buddy. I truly don't.
Well, the weather is
probably
well,
in jail.
I try to avoid that, yeah. I do. It's been a challenge. It really has. But at the same time, I don't think that anything in life that's worth it comes without challenge. So just remember, even on the worst days, and not just you guys, but the listeners too, even on the worst days where you feel frustrated and you feel like everything's coming at you from every angle, just remember that you are the ones in control of your life. And everything can work out if we're just determined enough. There is no struggle that if we don't live through it, we can make ourselves better from it.
Maybe Q.
At least that's what my dad taught me.
I agree with you. Maybe Q
dad.
Is a... it looks like it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well,
look, I appreciate you guys' time, and I'm afraid that I'm just going to have to leave you guys to meditate for the rest of the show, because I was getting ready to cook my breakfast, but, just you guys talking there, it made me feel like I better call on in.
Yeah,
just to let you know, though, I appreciate so much everything you guys do. I appreciate every minute of everything you guys do.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we're going to go to... we got Fred and Mitch. We don't got much time. Make a comment, buddy, and we got to go to break.
Yeah, you can hold me over. Title 42, USC, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Section A. And then 172... Yeah, I brought it up with J.R. Moore, and he just blew it off like it was so much, yada yada nonsense. But it actually constitutes the most treasonous act since the manufactured fraudulent bankruptcy of 1933. This is codified, and it provides Israel, our greatest foreign hostile adversary enemy, anything they want on demand. If it's national security, energy, whatever they can contrive for their national security, they got it. They got it. Okay? Now, is that a treasonous act? Is that a national security threat? I think we ought to act on this.
Hold on.
You're probably right. Well, thank you for the call, Fred. We're going to wrap it up. And as soon as we come back from the break, folks, no time for any more calls.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine: great for heart palpitations. By Anne: before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc: I love this product. It really works. By Brad: works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. And real quick, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, who is Extendivite. And if you guys get a chance to invest in, help RBN and also invest in knowing more about your weapons with your donations to RBN for
$400. They dropped it from 500 to 400, Lori.
Yes, I caught that. That's amazing. And that's an amazing deal. It really is, if anybody is interested in that, because that is some facility, I understand. And it
is something that can be,
and as the commercial says, it is something that can be passed on to whoever you want after, you know.
Yeah, our friend Dan Sutterfield got this set up with FrontSight. I don't know how he did it, but, I mean, a $400 donation, folks, gets you a $25,000 lifetime Commander membership. It's incredible.
It is. It's a great deal. It really is. Super deal. But on that note, we have, like,
Rick.
5 minutes. So, Rick, your thoughts?
Yeah. The Great Bacon Experiment, it appears, as I told you, 3 pounds at 2.5%, 3 pounds at 3% by weight salt, and 3.5. Three is perfect for me. My wife thinks it's a bit salty, probably the kids will. So the result of the bacon experiment is you probably need to stay between 2.5 and 3% salt by weight, and whatever your salt is, you're going to use about 25 to 50% of that in sugar. I'm going to be out of the pocket for a couple of weeks, so if you have your pencil, write this down. R-I-K. S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, H is in Hotel, 50, at CenturyTel.net, CenturyTel, that's one L, .net. If you have a question that you think I can help you with or a comment, email me. I've got Christmas. Christmas is huge around here. We got in excess of 100 people. About 25% of those will be coming in from all corners of the United States and Hawaii. And so for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be insane. I will call in if my family will give me 10 minutes peace. I will. I'll see if I can, you know, get away from them and go hide in a closet or something.
If not, enjoy them.
Well, you know what Benjamin Franklin said: guests and fish stink after 3 days. So, and we're talking 2 weeks, so you can imagine the odor. Yeah, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, well, when they're coming in from all corners of the world, you hadn't seen them in a while. Enjoy every second you have.
Well, seeing as how this will be the last Christmas that we ever have, although the Queen and the Pope said last year was the last one, so I don't know. Their credibility
Yeah, they did,
but here we are.
They did.
Liars.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for all your wonderful calls today. We all appreciate hearing from you. I would just like to say God bless, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Same time, same channel next week, folks. Have a good one. Stay safe.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to FrontSight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell